Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
People don't do what he says. Do they love God with all their heart, their mind, their strength? No, they don't even come close. You know, today, people don't talk about Jesus in here. You talk about Jesus at work. You can't do that. Hey, I got fired for that. Isn't that amazing? I'd worked for a company all those years, and they fired me because they could not shut me up when it come to talking about Jesus. Hey, praise God. But we need to all be like that. We need to not be ashamed of our Jesus. You know, I remember the time when John, the head of HR, whenever I had written an email, some guy over in corporate headquarters, I was the head of the engineering there at the DFW airport, and they wanted a list of all the vehicles and everything. So I sent them all over there, and I sent a little thing at the bottom, praise the Lord. You know, and a few weeks later, John, head of HR, called and said, Thurman, of course, where it says praise the Lord, there was a little attachment that I sent with it that was about 1 minute long about the creation, the 7 days of creation. And it was beautiful, I will say. You know, just showed the little scenes, how God made man and the earth and all the stuff. Beautiful little thing. About a minute long, about 2 or 3 weeks after I sent that, John, the guy head of HR for corporate headquarters, he calls it, Thurman, are you going to be in your office this afternoon? I said, yes. He said, I need to come talk to you. I said, okay. And I thought, here I am in charge of engineering and head of HR wants to come talk to me. I wonder what I've done that they don't like now, because it doesn't make sense for him to come talk to me. You know, so I said, okay, Lord, we'll just see what's going on. So when he walked in, he says, do you remember a few weeks ago you sent an email to so-and-so at corporate headquarters? I said, oh, yeah, I remember. I said, he wanted a list of trucks, and so I sent it. I said, no problem. I said, so what else can I help you for? He said, but you put a little attachment with it. I said, attachment? I don't remember an attachment. So he takes a picture of it out of his briefcase and says, this is what the page looked like. And I saw that little text. I said, oh, yeah, that's about the creation. I said, wasn't that beautiful? He said, yes, it was. He said, everybody in corporate's watched it several times. But he said, the guy you sent it to has filed a complaint. He's not a Christian. He doesn't like it, and he don't want to hear this no more. So he said, the CEO told me to come over here and tell you that you can never do that again. I said, well, you go back and tell the CEO to take a flying hike. I said, I am going to do what I want to. I am a Christian. I still live in America. He said, he told me to tell you that if you do this one more time, we're going to fire you. I said, praise God. I said, so where's the papers I signed? He said, what do you mean? I said, hey, if I'm fired, praise God, let me clean out my office. He said, no, we don't want you to go away. I said, but I thought you just said you wanted to fire me. He said, well, the CEO told me to threaten you. I said, well, okay, you threatened me. I said, and it didn't work. I said, I'm fixing to clean out my desk. He said, no, Thurman. He also told me, don't you dare fire him. He's the best engineer we got. I thought, isn't this something? That sounds kind of like Daniel, doesn't it? Yeah. You know, they wanted him to do what they wanted, but they wanted what he had, you know, because he had Jesus. He had the Lord. So anyway, I told him, I said, you know, I'm just going to get worse from now on. Every time I send something over there, I'm going to put something. I said, y'all are never going to shut me up. So anyway, a couple of years goes by, and then the day that Edelina, the little Spanish woman, I heard her screaming, and I run down to Hot Foods where she was screaming, and this little woman had slipped and fell into a big oven and blistered the whole bottom of her arm, burned the skin off. She was just hurting, and I run up here, and I screamed, Isaiah 53:4-5, where he bore our pain so we don't have to bear it. And then I quoted Mark 16:17-18. You might see these things. Look, Mark, let's go to Mark 16:17-18. We'll come back here in just a minute. Mark 16:17-18, let's look at this. Under the new covenant, Mark 16:17-18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now then, are you a believing believer or an unbelieving believer? Hey, I'm a believing believer, so these signs are supposed to follow you. Now, I've come to realize there's a lot of unbelieving believers in the church. Isn't that something? It's a fact. But Jesus said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. It didn't say it'd follow all of us. It said it'd follow only those that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. That's the devil. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, is that an awesome set of promises? Now, I don't know about you, but I sure want to be a believing believer, don't you? I don't want to be an unbelieving believer, because if I'm an unbelieving believer, these things won't follow me. But I love seeing God do these kind of things. Just like you heard George a while ago, he had heard me talk about Mark 16:18, that no deadly poison shall hurt you. When he got that poison in his skin, the needle went in him. And he said, you're supposed to wear gloves even, you know, to keep that stuff off of you. But that says, no deadly poison shall hurt you as a Christian, if you stand on his word. Is that what he said? Well, I don't know about you. I'm a believing believer. So, if that says I can do all those things, what am I going to do? Well, I quoted that verse over Edelina, and as I had my arm on her, my hand on her left arm, because her right arm got burned. And then I went from there to Mark 11:23. That's the only one I quoted. Let's go to Mark 11:23, and I want you to see this. Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. Now see, I can put my name Thurman right there, because he said whosoever, right? If Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Folks, that's an awesome promise from our King. And he made that to you and me. And so after I had spoken those other things and everything, and then I used Mark 11:23, the mountain was the burn on her arm, the blisters, I commanded it to leave and for her to get a supernatural healing from our King in his name, Jesus. I turned her loose and I said, now, ma'am, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from our King in his name, Jesus Christ. And immediately her pain went away. The blisters are still there. The burns are still there. The black stripes are still there. The big old bubbles of fluid underneath are still there. But she has no pain. So, wow, everybody wanted to go to the doctor. She said, no, it just stopped hurting. She said, I've got cafeteria to serve tonight, and I'm trying to get everything together, so I'm going to go ahead and up there and serve the cafeteria. So she went up there, and I went up there with one of the guys. And when we walked in, he said, Edelina, what happened to your arm? She said, well, I burned it down there in the oven a while ago. He said, good grief, woman, why don't you go to the doctor? She said, it don't hurt, so I ain't going. And he said, oh, it looked, it's awful. The Lord let her sit there in that line all evening, and everybody at work to come by and saw her arm. Everybody. She goes home that night. Her husband wants to take her to the emergency. She will not go. She said, honey, I'm tired. If it's bothering me in the morning, I will go. She goes to bed. The next morning, she wakes up and looks at her arm, and it's totally, completely healed. Totally, completely healed. And who could have possibly have done that? Oh, I know. It was just nice and cool last night. So her arm just supernaturally healed. Yeah, if you believe that, I got a bridge on the moon I want to sell you. There's only one that can do those kind of things, right? Oh, the Brooklyn Bridge. You definitely know that Alan's from New York, would you? Yeah, he's talking about the Brooklyn Bridge there, praise God. Yeah, I own the Brooklyn Bridge. I want to sell that to you. I can sell it to you cheap. I'll take $5 million for it. Anybody want to buy it? Oh, my goodness gracious alive. But this woman was completely healed. And when she came back to work that afternoon, Melanie, the little lady that was a cook back there with her, she saw her come in and she said, Edelina, how is your arm? And she held it up and said, look, it's totally healed. And she, of course, she had a short sleeve blouse on. And when she held it up and looked, and Melanie, she screamed. She said, another prayer to Thurman, another answer to Thurman's prayers. And she just jumped up and began to scream and worship God. Well, it wasn't long. That corporate heard about it. And John came back over and he says, Thurman, he didn't come over. He called me and said, you have to be in corporate office in 30 minutes. I said, okay, well, about a 30-minute drive from where we were at DFW to Arlington, where I had to go. So I jumped in my truck and I drove over there and I went up to the office. And there was four or five of them there. And they says, you have got to stop praying for people in the workplace. Does that sound kind of like when Peter and John done good to the cripple? And they told him, you can't speak in his name no more. We still got them same devils running around out there, I'll tell you for sure. It's so much fun to understand what's going on this earth. But anyway, they said, you have to stop praying for people. I said, no, absolutely not. I said, well, ain't no way you're going to stop me from praying for people. I said, I'm a son of God, and I pray for whoever I want to when I want to. I said, Jesus told me to pray for the sick and everything else. So I said, no, I will not stop praying for people. And they said, okay, you are suspended from your job for 2 weeks. You go home, and said, we'll keep paying you. And I said, you know, I get to go home and y'all going to pay me. They said, yeah. I said, well, praise God. I said, thank you, Lord, for the gift. I get 2 weeks free here and I get paid to do it. Oh, Lord, you're such an awesome God. I thank you. I not only prayed and got the lady healed, but now I get paid for 2 weeks and don't have to work for it. I said, thank you, Lord. And they didn't know how to receive me. They just didn't understand me. So they done all kinds of research and everything and checked. And they finally called me back in a couple of weeks and said, okay, here it is. We are terminating you. You will not be allowed to come back to work. And they give me the paper and there's five items on that sheet. And every one of them had to do with my service to the Lord. None of them had nothing to do with my job, because like I say, I had done, in fact, 2 or 3 years before that, the CEO, he had heard that I was really good with these big VODOS machines, and he asked me, he said, would you go to Chicago and check those out? He said, we seem to be using an awful lot of ice on American Airlines, and we're not even breaking even. He said, would you go up there and see what's wrong? And so, sure, I went up there. And within a 2-day trip, I saved them $1 million in a 2-day trip, because all the things I found wrong with the machines, what they was doing, the way they was bagging the ice and the extra ice they was putting in it that we wouldn't get money for and everything. The general manager of the plant was absolutely awestruck at my knowledge of those things. And when I came back, the CEO said, Thurman, you are the most knowledgeable man with those ice machines I have never seen in my life. He said, you realize, actually, I saved them $990,000 when they put a pencil to it, but I just rounded off to $1 million. You know, that's close enough. That's why they love me, you know, because even when you do things they don't like, they like you saving them money. You know, if you didn't realize it's that, but they do. But anyway, I just told them, I said, you know, no, I'm going to talk about Jesus. And so when they had those five items, the lady said, you'll have to sign this. And I said, okay, no problem. So I signed it that I was terminated. And so as I said, praise the Lord. I said, thank you, Jesus, for firing me from this job. And they said, what's wrong with you? Mr. Scrivener, don't you know that you're 50-something, 60 years old or whatever? At your age, you may not even be able to get another job. I said, you know, folks, I didn't work for y'all in the first place. I worked for Jesus. I said, y'all happen to pay my salary, but my King is who I work for.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.